You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
Well, our next guest, Julia Mirabelle, is an attorney and a mason jar enthusiast. She's written a book called Mason Jar Cellids. Julia, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I want to talk about, I want to ask you a question about your cellids. But first of all, is there a trend with using mason jars for food? I kind of noticed that there is, on some of the social sites, that there seems to be a movement towards this.
Yeah, not just towards the salads, you mean, just mason jars in general?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're getting a new lease on life. They're not just for canning anymore. And I'm seeing them everywhere. It's not just for food, but, they're used at the centerpieces of weddings. I use them for different things all around my house. But you're finding them everywhere.
How did you get into making mason jar salads?
Well, I graduated from law school in 2012 and moved to Louisville, Kentucky. I was working for a judge. And, it was one of my first experiences working, and I was having trouble eating healthy during the week, during the day, because I didn't have time to prepare lunches. I was eating out a lot. So I was looking for a way to eat healthier and came across, this concept of salads in jars and tried it out and just took off. It helped me make food ahead of time on a Sunday night that I could eat throughout the week, and so it helped me eat healthier.
So you make your meals for the whole week and put them in these jars and then eat it that way? It's fresh?
Exactly. It stays fresh. The salads stay fresh. They last about 4 to 5 days in the fridge, depending on the ingredients that you put in them.
What's your favorite salad?
In my book, I have a few. I really like, there's a Greek salad with chickpeas. That's on page 53, if you have the book there. That's got chickpeas and tomatoes, cucumbers, onions, and kalamata olives with feta cheese. And then I also really like the barley and kale salad, which has barley and, finely chopped kale, red peppers, cherry tomatoes. Mm.
Now, you mentioned that, putting food in a mason jar can last, quite a while. You said 4 or 5 days for these. What is the longest that you've stored your salad in the fridge for?
Probably around 5 days. Maybe six. I tend to eat them right away, so I don't leave them too long.
Are there some things that are harder to use, when making these salads?
Ingredients, you mean?
Yeah.
So I guess for anyone who's listening, the basic concept of a mason jar salad is to layer your salad ingredients. So you put your dressing, you can put your salad dressing on the bottom, and then you put harder vegetables and layered on top of the dressing. And then at the top, you put your salad greens. And that creates a vapor barrier between the liquids at the bottom and the salad greens at the top. So it stays crisp all, throughout your week while it's just sitting in the fridge. So there can be some challenges if you have maybe a fruit-based salad. Like one of my favorite salads is a strawberry and goat cheese salad with spinach. And so you don't really want your strawberries sitting in dressing for 5 days, but you can easily remedy that even with the mason jar technique. You would just take out the dressing, you layer your vegetables, your ingredients, and then you can use some parchment paper or saran wrap and create kind of like a cup at the top once you've made your salad at the top of the mason jar, and you can put your dressing in that. When you screw the top on, it seals tight, and you can just carry it that way.
Have you had any salads that have gone terribly wrong?
Terribly wrong. Yes. I've had some salad ideas that maybe didn't turn out so well. I had artichokes in one at some point, and the tastes weren't quite what I wanted them to be.
are there some vegetables that are harder to use in a salad?
No, I think you can really you can try kind of do all different salads, all different ingredients. Maybe avocados can be tricky because they do go brown. But even those, if you have, you know, when you make these salads, you want to make sure you don't leave a lot of air in the jar, because that really helps, you know, that speeds up the process of the salad going bad. And so even, you know, as long as it's packed tight, avocados last maybe 3 days. So even those.
Julie, you mentioned that you know, mason jars are becoming more popular. Is there a reason why they're becoming popular? Like, why are people using these mason jars again instead of perhaps Tupperware or something like that?
Well, you know, there's a few reasons, I think. One is they're cheap. You can get a pack of 12 of these for, you know, maybe $12. And then the tops, sometimes your tops break or they rust a bit. The tops, you can get a whole pack of those, 24 of them, for maybe $2. So they're cheap. The glass, there's, you know, a movement towards glass instead of plastic, worrying about BPA and things like that. This glass, you just throw it right in the dishwasher and it cleans out really well. And then the seal is great on these. I mean, they're made for canning. They're made to keep the air out and... you can turn them over or whatever, and they're not going to spill out.
I noticed that you have some smoothies and such in your book as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the smoothies that people might want to use their mason jars for.
Yeah, and my book has, you know, breakfast and smoothies as well. I try to keep, you know, most of the recipes in this book, I try to keep simple with a few ingredients. So I have things like a green smoothie that has kiwi, apple, spinach leaves, and apple juice or pear juice. I keep the amount of ingredients down. Or a peach and strawberry smoothie. You can add chia seeds to that to give it some more fiber and protein with a little bit of honey.
We're talking sorry, I was going to say, Julia, we need to take a break. But so we're talking with Julia Mirabella, and she's got a book called Mason Jar Salads and More. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be finding out how you can make some recipes tonight for the whole week.